Harley-Davidson leads the U.S. motorcycle market, but sales have slipped. Many Harley customers are, well, maybe what you might expect, aging male baby boomers. Vroom, vroom. From Harley-Davidson's hometown, Milwaukee, Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Quirnbach has this look at the company's efforts to reach a more diverse group of riders.
Harley-Davidson is taking some newer motorcycles to the millennial generation.
So what's the trick to start it? Do you pull in the clutch?
35-year-old Ed Mikowski prepared for a free test ride of a Roadster model that Harley brought to the streets of several cities this past week, including downtown Milwaukee. When he came back, Mikowski said he likes the sporty and powerful Roadster, but isn't ready to give up his 1976 BMW motorcycle.
You know, the price is a big thing for me. I'm not in a new bike market. I'm a poet, you know. It would take a coup for me to be able to be shopping for a brand new motorcycle.
Harley-Davidson has priced the Roadster at about $11,000, well below the cost of Harley's bigger and more traditional motorcycles. Michael Spaeth is in charge of the company's outreach to millennials and women.
Harleys are attainable. These bikes that we have out here today, the new Roadster that we just launched, really targeting kind of that urban demographic, is the equivalent of $7 a day. And when you take that into what does that really mean, some people have coffee habits. A lot of people have coffee habits that are equivalent to that.
That's $7 a day for 5 years, according to one financing package. Harley's also trying to attract more women customers, and part of that effort is taking place at dealerships in the Milwaukee suburbs.
Does anybody have any riding experience? Show of hands.
At Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, instructor Jim Wiskirchen welcomes an all-women ridership training class. Student Deb Smith says she's glad Harley has started offering sessions for women only.
So that I would be able to focus on learning and listening, taking the class with just females and not being intimidated by male riders who might already have experience.
Smith says she and her husband Chris are now empty nesters and she wants to join him as he gets back into motorcycling. They may each buy a new Harley. But the competition for motorcycle customers remains intense. Bikes from Asia and Europe attract many, and in the last few years, the domestic battle has stepped up.
This here is a 2016 Scout 60, starting price at $89.95.
Rob Schopp starts a new model from Indian Motorcycles, another iconic U.S. brand, revived a few years ago by Minnesota-based Polaris Industries. Shop recently opened a dealership near Milwaukee.
We've only been out since 2014. We're on target to hit our second quarter goal for bike sales, which excites me.
In order to fight off challengers and win new customers, Harley-Davidson plans to spend an additional $70 million this year on marketing and product development. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.